Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, sirree. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger-cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger-cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger-cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. There's even more than the usual bustle of activity in the Gibbs home today. For today, Penny Gibbs is coming home from the hospital. While Nora Williams does the last-minute dusting in Penny's room, Penny's mother, Grace, arranges flowers in a bowl on the dresser. Young Nora says,
"Oh, crickets, but those are beautiful flowers, Mrs. Billings."
"Aren't they, though, Nora?"
"Mm-hmm.
Oh, it won't be long before we'll be taking ones just as lovely out of our own garden. Then we'll have them every day."
"Oh, I love flowers in a house, don't you?"
"Oh, I hate to be without."
"Oh, boy, am I clumsy. Maybe I ought to watch what I'm dusting."
"Oh, you can't hurt that pin tray, Nora. I've knocked it on the floor 100 times.
"Well, I just put another dent in it. Oh, golly, it's awfully pretty, isn't it?"
"Mm-hmm. It belonged to my grandmother. I think it's been in the family about 80, 90 years.
"Oh, it's really old, isn't it?"
"Mm-hmm.
Well, they made awfully pretty things in those days. Oh, the design on this is just beautiful."
"Yes, isn't it? You know, people took a great deal of care with things 50 or 100 years ago. I suppose it's because the pace of life was slower then and there was more time."
"Oh, crickets, there doesn't seem to be any time to do anything these days."
"No, there doesn't. I don't know what's happened to the human race in the last 2 generations or what'll happen in the next 2 or 3. We seem to be living at a faster and faster pace every year. Life doesn't have half the meaning and only a little of the richness of years ago. We don't live for the things people used to live for. The family, for instance. Families used to be close together, and today families are breaking up. Even in my lifetime, there's been a great change in living. The world has changed, and for the worse."
"Golly, I guess it was wonderful when you were my age, Mrs. Billings."
"Back in what they call the good old days?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Yes, living was quiet, and life was simple. There were picnics and sewing bees and dances, afternoon teas and parties, and everyone knew the social graces. But, Nora, there were a lot of unpleasant things about the good old days. And the average person didn't take care of himself the way he does today. In spite of our fast pace, we're a more intelligent people than we were. Perhaps we're not as happy, but we're healthier."
"You like it better now than in the good old days, don't you?"
"Yes, Nora, as far as I'm concerned, I'll trade the richness of life in the good old days for the conveniences of living in these times. Actually, almost everything we knew in those days was still in the crude form. The things that make for better living today were crude, unwieldy gadgets in the good old days."
"Oh, it must have been exciting to see the first automobile and the first airplane, the first radio."
"Oh, it was. But everyone laughed at the first of everything. The automobile would never replace the horse, they said. An airplane was impractical. It could never be used for anything, they thought. And the radio? Well, you remember what they said about that, don't you?"
"Oh, golly, no, Mrs. Billings. I'm only 18.
Oh, good heavens, how time flies. Seems only yesterday I owned my first radio, but it must be well over 20 years now."
"Well, crickets, I hadn't even been born." "Oh, I hope they invent something wonderful while I'm still young, so I can tell people about it the way you're telling me."
"You know what I hope you can tell your grandchildren what you saw invented, Nora?"
"What?"
"A way for the world to get along without war. Somewhere there's a way for the world to live in peace. somewhere, if only we could find it.
I've heard people say we'll never find it.
We will find it, Nora, and we can, if we'll only work for it. If only we'll do everything we can to have it and keep it. If only everyone would want peace. Peace would be a simple thing to find.
I hear people say there'll always be wars, Mrs. Billings, and I get just sick inside when I hear it. War is such a terrible thing. Nobody wins and everybody loses. It seems to be such a terrible thing to say there'll always be wars. Well, that's the same thing as saying there'll never be peace.
Well, that's why peace has been so hard to find, Nora. Too many people say there's no such thing. There are always those kind
of... Oh, Mrs. Billings! Oh. Mr. Keith just drove up with Miss Gibbs.
Oh, Penny's home at last. Come on, let's go downstairs and help Johnny bring her in. She'll probably have to be brought right upstairs.
Oh, Mother, it's so good to be home again.
Oh, you don't know how good it is to see you at home again, Penny.
Are you sure you don't want us to go out and let you sleep again?
No, thanks. I feel fine. Oh, I wish I could have stayed downstairs and talked to Jed a while longer, though.
Well, the doctor said you have to stay in bed a few days, Penny.
Johnny Keith, I'm out of the hospital now. Don't you try and be a doctor.
Well, if I could be sure all my patients would be as good-looking as you, I think I'd go back to school and study medicine.
Oh, Johnny.
Oh, thanks, Nora.
Oh, Cricket, you look beautiful, Miss Gibbs.
That's my line, Nora, but you're right, she does.
Maybe I should get shot about 3 or 4 times a year if it improves my looks.
Oh, Penny, please let's not joke about that horrible thing.
I'm sorry, darling.
Well, maybe we ought to joke about it now that it's over. It's sure better than being upset over it.
Well, I'm not upset about it anymore, Johnny, mostly because I've stopped thinking about it.
Oh, that's the best thing to do. Let's all of us forget that it ever happened. Good orange juice, Nora.
Oh, I just put the tiniest little bit of lemon juice in it to give it that sort of peppy flavor, Miss Gibbs. I'm glad you like it.
Oh, it's delicious. How's your father, Nora?
Oh, he's fine. Well, he tried to get in to see you, but, well, there was so much to do at the farm. He even had Freddie out running the tractor 3 times last week.
But the farm looks a lot different than when I last saw it, doesn't it?
Oh, Cricket, yes. Oh, I hope you get to see it soon, too.
Well, maybe we'll drive out there as soon as Penny can get out of the house.
And I'll be out in a day or two, John.
Oh, no, you won't, Penny Gibbs. You're going to do exactly what the doctor says, and I don't think he'll want you out of the house for another 2 weeks.
Well, we'll see. When do I get to see Valerie?
Oh, she's in her carriage on the side porch sleeping, Miss Gibbs. But I can wait.
No, Nora, don't do that. I can wait till later to see her.
All right.
Oh, dear, what time is it? My watch is stopped.
I have 11:50, Mrs. Billings.
Oh, my goodness, it's getting late. And I haven't done any shopping for dinner.
Crickets, Mrs. Billings, we haven't even made out the list.
Well, we better get started, Nora. With Penny coming home, it looks like we forgot everything else. Maybe Johnny will stay with you a little while, dear. I hate to leave you alone.
Oh, I don't mind, darling.
Oh, I'll stay with her, Mrs. Billings.
Well, thank you, Johnny. Nora, I think Jed said he wanted the veal roast for dinner tonight. Do we have the right things for the stuff?
Oh, Johnny, now Mother and Nora have to worry about 2 invalids in the house.
Well, you'll be up and around in a couple of weeks, Penny. A
couple of days, you mean.
Mm.
Thanks so much for bringing me home. You know that I'd have died if I had to come home in an ambulance the way the doctor wanted me to.
Well, that could have been fun. Maybe if you'd asked, they'd have turned on the sirens and dashed through red lights for you. Well, what do you say you tell me all about your phone call to Peg's mother?
Well, did you say something about a phone call?
Oh, come now. I know you called her.
I did, but how did you know?
Oh, I guessed. We talked about it the other day, and I was against it, remember? You even agreed there were some good points in my argument, too. But I know you phoned her just the same.
As a matter of fact, I did.
Hmm. And just last week, you said I didn't really know you. Well, what'd she have to say?
It wasn't very heartening.
What do you mean?
Well, I thought it'd be a simple matter of inviting Mrs. Brennan, that's Peg's mother, to send Julie to Rossville.
Mm-hmm.
But, seems to have complications.
Oh, Mrs. Brennan said no?
No, we didn't come to any decision about it. You see, Mrs. Brennan's very attached to the child, and I guess she has a right to be. She's done so much for Julie.
Well, as I understand it, Peg's mother has raised Julie, hasn't she?
From the time she was just a few months old. Peg had to go out and work and had to go out of town to get a job. I suppose she feared that if she let Julie go, it won't be for just a little while, but for
and
all the time.
And so you have another problem on your hands, don't you?
Oh, Johnny, it is a problem. After all, Julie is Peg's daughter. No matter what Mrs. Brennan feels about it, Peg has certain rights. Look, it isn't as though Peg deserted the child. She left her of necessity.
Mm-hmm. But then again, you can't deprive Mrs. Brennan of the child after all she's done for it, can you?
Doesn't seem fair to take Julie away from her grandmother under the circumstances. But, Johnny, if Peg wants her baby, she has a right to it.
Well, Queen Solomon, you can't take Julie and cut her in two.
Johnny, this is no joking matter.
No, no, it's not. But it's just what you asked for by calling Peg's mother in the first place. I warned you not to. At best, it would have meant more worry for you with a child in the house. But it's turned out to be more than that, Penny. You've started something that's bound to cause a rift between Peg and her mother.
Johnny, I had no idea Mrs. Brennan would feel the way she did. I was trying to do something for Peg.
Now, look, your motives were fine, Penny. But just as I said the other day, if you involve yourself with the troubles of other people, you're going to have troubles yourself. Are you still going to try to bring Peg's daughter here?
I don't know what to do about it.
Well, I'll tell you what to do. Forget it right now. Let the whole matter drop before you stir up a lot of animosity between Peg and her mother that may lead to Pete knows what.
Look, Johnny, Peg's unhappy without her daughter. I can't...
And the child's grandmother will be unhappy without a granddaughter. You can't make them both happy, so the best thing to do is to leave matters just as they stand.
You think they're good as they stand right now?
Well, no, I don't like to see Peg unhappy, and I don't want to see Mrs. Brennan unhappy either. But one of them is going to have to do without that child. And that's for them to decide, not for you. You just forget the whole
Johnny,
thing.
Johnny, I wish I could forget the whole thing. Look, you just don't understand how I feel about it.
Penny, I do. I do understand how you feel about it. I know that you want to do something for Peg.
Yes, I do.
And you don't want to do anything that'll hurt Peg's mother.
That's right.
Well, do the first and you're bound to do the second. There's no alternative.
Oh, Johnny, I know under normal circumstances, I really ought to stay out of this, but... Look, I'm the cause of this trouble. It's just like you said. That phone call to Mrs. Brennan was a mistake. It was, Johnny. Somehow, I've got to correct it.
You can't, Penny. You can't correct it without causing more trouble.
There's always a way, Johnny.
There's a way to get into trouble yourself, deeper and deeper. Right now, you're clear of trouble. That phone call was made in good faith and in an honest effort to help a friend. Just say to yourself you've done all you can. It didn't work, and let it go at that.
No, I can't leave things go at that. I guess I have a guilty conscience. I've got to do something. I have to find a solution to the mix-up.
Penny, you'll never learn, will you?
You'll never be able to see people unhappy and not want to help them, Johnny. I guess the thing I never will learn is how to make one person happy without hurting somebody else.
Will Penny Gibbs find a way to satisfy both Peg Martin and Mrs. Brennan in regard to little Julie? Or would Penny be wiser if she didn't try? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. And remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money. Because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get Kroger-hood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.